In this display is an armchair designed by Eileen Gray. It's a long lounger, positioned sideways in front of reproductions of various sketches from Eileen Gray's notebooks enlarged on the wall behind. This elegant chair, designed in the late 1920s, combines luxury with functionality in a way that's reminiscent of the deck chairs on transatlantic liners. So it's come to be known as the Transat chair, one to lie back in and relax. Its overall shape is a long, low rectangle. The frame, constructed from slim, square-cut lengths of sycamore, whose shiny surface has mellowed to a golden honey colour. Slender front and rear legs are joined at the top by a long horizontal arm. The corners, where legs and arm meet, are rounded off. Slung from front to back, like the canvas on a deck chair, is a yellowy-brown seat divided into 10 thick, padded, slat-like sections. At the front, the padding is wrapped over the edge, cushioning under the knees. The curvaceous form of the seat contrasts strongly with the straight lines of the wooden frame. A separate headrest is held in position by gently arched chrome joints, allowing it to swivel. The chrome detailing on the joints is a feature elsewhere on the chair, emphasizing its construction. With its clean straight lines, pale wood, chrome joints and curvaceous upholstery, the chair has a sense of poise and balance, formally constructed without being brutal, functional without compromising on comfort.